This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Extremely cold weather is coming to parts of Colorado. Front range temperatures will dip below zero tonight and stay close to zero tomorrow. Governor Polis says he'll activate more than 100 Colorado National Guard members to help with cold weather operations. Colorado doctors on Monday informed the Biden administration about a surge of RSV, flu, and COVID-19. CPR's John Daly.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra visited Aurora and Denver. He toured Children's Hospital Colorado, where doctors told him they're treating an unprecedented number of kids fighting off respiratory viruses. And it's happening while a youth mental health crisis has grown worse and staffing levels are tight. Becerra pledged his support.
But we want all of our state and local partners to know that we're going to try to help you stay ahead of this.
Becerra says the administration is providing free COVID tests and wants to improve access to updated COVID vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's members of Congress who were involved in the impeachments of former President Donald Trump are weighing in on criminal referrals sent by a congressional committee Monday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the evidence presented is overwhelming. She says Trump launched a brazen attack against the Capitol to overturn the 2020 election results. Representative Joe Neguse says Americans must ensure an attack like that never happens again, while Representative Jason Crow adds no one is above the law and that Trump must be held accountable. Neguse and DeGette were impeachment managers for Trump's second impeachment, which revolved around January 6th, while Crow was involved in Trump's first trial around withholding military aid to Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You heard that the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, is meeting today with President Biden at the White House. He'll speak to Congress, too, and we expect to carry that address live. For now, that is set to begin at 5:30 p.m. Colorado time. So join us for All Things Considered and the address by the Ukrainian president to the U.S. Congress this afternoon here on CPR News.